Supporters of a national standard for food labeling were on Capitol Hill last week making their case. During a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Health hearing, GrowMark President and Illinois farmer John Riefsteck stressed the importance and safety of new technology for food production.
I live in the farmhouse my grandfather built 101 years ago. The farm has sustained three generations of my family. My father and grandfather were good farmers, but the tools and the practices they used in our farm back then would not be good enough to meet the needs of our country and our world today. Instead, each generation of my family has used new technology to build on the successes of the past. Global positioning system, automatic steering, and biotechnologies are examples of new tools available today that future generations will use to build a better agriculture tomorrow. I have successfully used biotech seeds in my farm since it became available. I believe the rapid adoption of these products reflects an understanding of their value and real-world benefits. Farmers also realize that the crops they grow today, benefiting from biotechnology, are just as safe and healthy as the crops grown by their parents and their grandparents.
As that hearing was being held, members of the American Seed Trade Association were meeting with their elected officials to talk about several issues, including the labeling bill, which would create voluntary federal regulations to avoid a patchwork of state laws that might require mandatory labeling of foods containing genetically modified ingredients.
You know, as a seed industry, we do label our crops. We sell them. They're added value. We're very proud of those products. But to put a system in place that makes mandatory labeling of GM crops, we just don't think is the right way to go. It's going to impose a lot of cost on the food system and tracking and testing, and it's not really going to bring any value to the consumer.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.